Are you? She nodded. It's like nothing ever happened. We're all back on the job. What's in the bag? I have no idea. A man I never saw before delivered it to the precinct. Springfield? No. The name he gave was Browning. He gave me the bag and said in the interests of crime prevention I should make sure you never got your hands on it. But you brought it anyway. I'm guarding it, personally. Safer than leaving it around. Okay. You would have to overpower me. And assaulting police officers is against the law. True. She sat down on the bed, a yard from me. Maybe less. She said, we raided those three old buildings on 58th Street. Springfield told you about them? He said his name was Browning. Our counterterrorism people went in 2 hours ago. The Hoths aren't there. I know. They were, but they aren't anymore. I know. How do you know? They turned in Leonid and his buddy. Therefore, they've moved somewhere Leonid and his buddy don't know. Layers upon layers. Why did they turn in Leonid and his buddy? To encourage the other 13, and to feed the machine. We'll rough them up a little. The Arab media will call it torture. They'll get 10 new recruits. Net gain of 8. And Leonid and his pal are no big loss anyway. They were hopeless.
Will the other 13 be better?
Law of averages says yes.
13 is an insane number.
15, including the Hoths themselves.
You shouldn't do it.
Especially unarmed. She glanced at the bag, then she looked back at me.
Can you find them?
What are they doing for money?
We can't trace them that way. They stopped using credit cards and ATMs 6 days ago.
Which makes sense.
Which makes them hard to find.
Is Jacob Mark safely back in Jersey?
You think he shouldn't be involved?
No.
But I should.
You are. You brought me the bag.
I'm guarding it.
What else are your counterterrorism people doing?
Searching. With the FBI and the Department of Defense. There are 600 people in the street right now.
Where are they looking?
Anywhere bought or rented inside the last 3 months. The city is cooperating. Plus, they're inspecting hotel registers and business apartment leases and warehouse operations across all 5 boroughs.
Okay.
Word on the street is it's all about a Pentagon file on a USB memory stick.
Close enough.
Do you know where it is?
Close enough.
Where is it?
Nowhere between 9th Avenue and Park and 30th Street and 45th.
I suppose I deserve that.
You'll figure it out.
Do you really know? Doherty figures you don't. He figures you're trying to bluff your way out of trouble.
Doherty is clearly a very cynical man.
Cynical? All right.
I know where it is.
So go get it. Leave the Hoths for someone else.
I didn't answer that. Instead, I said, do you spend time in the gym?
Not much. Why?
I'm wondering how hard it would be to overpower you.
Not very.
I didn't answer. She asked,
when are you planning on setting out?
2 hours, then another 2 hours to find them, an attack at 4 in the morning. My favorite time. Something we learned from the Soviets. They had doctors working on it. People hit a low at 4 in the morning. It's a universal truth.
You're making that up.
I'm not.
You won't find them in 2 hours.
I think I will.
The missing file is about Sansom, right?
Partially.
Does he know you've got it?
I haven't got it, but I know where it is.
Does he know that?
I nodded. Lee said,
"So you made a bargain with him. Get me and Doherty and Jacob Mark out of trouble, and you'll lead him to it."
The bargain was designed to get myself out of trouble, first and foremost.
Didn't work for you. You're still on the hook with the feds.
It worked for me as far as the NYPD is concerned.
And it worked for the rest of us all around. For which I thank you.
You're welcome.
How are the Hoths planning to get out of the country?
I don't think they are. I think that option disappeared a few days ago. I think they expected things to go more smoothly than they have. Now it's about finishing the job. Do or die.
Like a suicide mission?
That's what they're good at.
Which makes it worse for you.
If they like suicide, I'm happy to help. Lee moved on the bed, and the tail of her shirt got trapped underneath her, and the silk pulled tight over the shape of the gun on her hip. A Glock 17, I figured, in a pancake holster. I asked her, "Who knows you're here?"
"Doherty."
"When is he expecting you back?"
"Tomorrow."
I said nothing. She said,
"What do you want to do right now?"
"Honest answer?"
"Please."
"I want to unbutton your shirt."
"You say that to a lot of police officers?"
"I used to. Police officers were all the people I knew."
"Danger makes you horny?"
"Women make me horny."
"All women?"
"No, not all women." She was quiet for a long moment, and then she said,
"Not a good idea."
"Okay."
"You're taking no for an answer?"
"Aren't I supposed to?" She was quiet for another long moment, and then she said,
"I've changed my mind."
"About what?"
"About it not being a good idea."
"Excellent."
"But I worked vice for a year. Entrapment stings. We needed proof that that guy had a reasonable expectation of what he thought he was going to get. So we made him take his shirt off first, as proof of intent."
"I could do that."
"I think you should."
"You going to arrest me?"
"No."
I peeled my new T-shirt off, tossed it across the room. It landed on the table. Lee spent a moment staring at my scar, the same way Susan Mark had on the train, the awful raised tracery of stitches from the shrapnel from the truck bomb at the Beirut barracks. I let her look for a minute, and then I said,